Hi everyone, welcome back to day three of our literature article on Fahrenheit 451. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So let's take you up to date, let's get you up to date with what's going on. In Guy Montag's world, books are banned and firemen go around burning them.
That's right.
Montag is a fireman, but he's dissatisfied with his life and everything around him, so he steals books, hoping to find answers in them.
But he gets in some trouble. His boss, or the fire chief, Chief Beatty, suspects him, but says firemen can read the books, but they must only read them for 24 hours and then burn them. Montag gets in a bit more trouble because he's stolen a lot of books. He tries to read them all, but he doesn't have time, so he gets hunted by a robot book-hunting fireman dog called the Hound, who's coming to get him in trouble.
Yeah, now Mildred, Montag's wife, won't help him, but the only person who does is a professor called Father. Now, at the end of this last part of the story, which we read yesterday, Mildred betrayed Montag.
That's right.
She told the fireman, my husband has got all these books at our house. You've got to do something. And now Montag's house and all of those precious books are about to be burned. What's going to happen next? Let's find out.
Reading.
Fahrenheit 451. Beatty forces Montag to burn his own house and then puts him under arrest. Montag finally fights back, setting Beatty on fire and knocking the other fireman out. Next, he is attacked by the Hound, but he destroys it too. Montag recovers a few books and escapes. He hides some in another fireman's house and calls him to report it. Montag makes it to Faber's house, and the two plan to leave. Faber will go to the printer, while Montag will join some book lovers Faber has heard of in the countryside. Before that, however, Montag is chased through the city by helicopter news crews and more hounds. At last, he manages to get away, crossing a river and wearing Faber's clothes, so the hounds can't track him. In the countryside, Montag meets the Book People and their leader, Ranger. They have memorized many books and hope to use their knowledge to help people. They hear that war has been declared on the U.S. and Montag City is being destroyed. Montag and the Book People hope to find survivors and build a new civilization.
So, what have we got?
All right, well, it says Beatty, that's the fire chief, forces Montag to burn his own house. Well, he did break the law. It's a crazy law, but he broke the law, so Montag has to do his job, burn the books, burn the house, but it's his own. And then Beatty puts him under arrest. He takes him off to jail, just like they do with anyone else who breaks the law. And that's what happens if you break the law. We use this phrase to put someone under arrest. If the police catch someone who did a crime, they see the man running away with bags of money, they chase him, catch him, then they'll put him under arrest. They'll maybe put handcuffs on his hands, put him in the police car, take him to the police station, check his fingerprints, and that's it. The next thing he'll do is see a lawyer and a judge and maybe go to jail.
You seem to have a lot of details about this.
I watch a lot of cop shows.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, for example, the police put the man under arrest because he broke into a person's house. That's an example sentence.
That would be the reason.
So let's keep on looking at the article. Montag finally fights back. He's had enough of all this. He's been forced to burn his house.
Okay.
In the book, Beatty is also insulting him a lot. So he finally fights back, setting Beatty on fire and knocking the other fireman out.
He sets his boss on fire?
It's the dream. It's the American dream.
That's crazy. If you set someone, hopefully not, but something on fire, that means you take something that was not burning and you make it burn. If you want to start a fire to, you know, have a barbecue, you have to set some wood on fire or something like that. You have to start a fire. Basically, setting something on fire is like starting a fire. For example, the man forgot to turn off his gas and ended up setting his house on fire. His actions caused the fire to start.
Now,
setting a person on fire is, of course, incredibly bad and evil and dangerous, but how do you do that?
Well, they have these giant big flame guns that they use to burn the buildings.
If you have a giant big flame gun...
He's holding one, so maybe his boss should have waited until he didn't have that before he insulted him.
Oh, my gosh.
So Montag set his boss on fire. He also knocks out the other fireman. Now, knock out, it's a fun phrase. It's today's shortcut for you. Let's watch and find out more.
Shortcut for you.
Ooh, wow. Have you picked up a new hobby or something?
Not quite.
Then what are you doing that for?
There's this girl at school who is always being mean to me.
So, are you trying to learn how to fight?
That's the idea. If I knock her out, maybe she'll finally leave me alone.
Did you hear knocking? I wonder if that's her.
Not knocking on the door. To knock someone out means to hit them very hard so they pass out.
What? Knock out actually means 使失去知觉把某某击昏. You can't do that.
Why not?
Because you're getting way too much trouble. Let's think of another way to solve this.
Fine. You're usually right about these things.
Okay, as you've just seen, to knock someone out is to make someone unconscious, usually by hitting them very hard.
Often in the head area.
Yeah, so again, we can talk about a boxer knocking his opponent out with a powerful punch.
That's right. And next, it says, he is attacked by the hound. Remember that robot book-hunting dog? But he destroys the hound as well. Does he knock out the dog, or does he set it on fire?
He sets it on fire. He's got that flamethrower thing. I think he might do other things. I can't quite remember.
I'm kind of cheering for Montag, but he sounds a little crazy at this point.
I think he's been pushed too far is what's happened. So, Montag then recovers a few books from his burning house and escapes.
Go, Montag, go!
So to recover something, recover spelled R-E-C-O-V-E-R, recover, this means to regain possession of. And in this case, it can also mean to save, okay?
Ah.
So he's getting his books back. He almost thought them lost to the fire, but he recovered them. He pulled them out before they got burned. You could also say, I dropped my wallet in the swimming pool, but managed to recover it before it sank to the bottom.
Oh, you saved it. You got it back, and it didn't get too badly damaged. Mm-hmm. Well, what does he do with the books he recovers? The article says he hides them in another fireman's house and calls in to report it. So he's now getting this other fireman in trouble. When you call in something, you basically are calling someone, often by telephone, to report something, to give them important or useful information. For example, if you're sick, you might want to call into work or your school and say, I'm sick, I'm not coming to work today. You're calling in to give them that information. For example, after making the deal, the salesman called in to tell his manager.
Hey, boss, good news.
His boss wanted to know that, so he told him as quickly as possible.
Okay, so Montag is still, he's put those books in, he's going to ruin the fireman's reputation. We mentioned that yesterday. He also makes it to Farber's house.
Ah, the professor.
The English professor who's been helping him with some advice and information. He makes it to Farber's house, and the two plan to leave. Okay, that's like, that's it. After all that's happened, we've got to skip town here.
Where are they going?
Well, first we need to look at the phrase,
okay.
Make it to somewhere.
Yeah.
If you make it to somewhere, you successfully reach somewhere. And the phrase implies that this was either difficult for some reason or you may not have actually got there. So, for example, despite the bad weather, the ship finally made it to the port.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if a plane just lands, that's normal. But if the plane's in bad weather, you say, phew, we made it to the airport.
Right.
You often say you make it to somewhere on time.
Showing
we got there in time.
Showing that the trip was dangerous or difficult, but you were successful in the end. All right. Well, Faber will go to the printer. Remember, they're going to make more books to try to fight against the firemen who are burning them. So he goes to the printer, the factory where they make the books, basically.
It's in St. Louis, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
In the book, the printer is in St. Louis.
In America. Well, Montag will do something else. It says he will join some book lovers Faber has heard of in the countryside. So they're going to split up. It's harder for the police to catch them that way, I guess. While one prints the books, Montag, the hero, will go out to join some book lovers in the countryside. Why are they in the countryside? Because the countryside is outside of the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's a noun, country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, side, S-I-D-E. It's one word. Generally, if you're not in the city, you're probably in the countryside. There could be mountains in the countryside. There could be farms in the countryside. But the idea is there are not a lot of people, not a lot of big buildings. It's the country or the countryside. For example, living in the countryside is a lot more relaxing than living in a big city.
Yes,
that's
you
true.
Can imagine why these book lovers live out there.
Right.
It means they can hide from the
firemen. Police aren't there.
Yeah, they can read their books or keep them and not get bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, however, Montag is chased through the city by helicopter news crews.
Wow.
And more hounds.
Those robot dogs
more
again.
More robot dogs. So there's a big TV news chase. They're following him with cameras, like the fugitive is escaping down this way.
This is like on the
more
real news.
More robot dogs are after him.
That's
yeah,
not like the
it's
real news.
Crazy.
Wow.
So there we talked about helicopters.
Mm.
Okay, a helicopter is a flying vehicle that uses two spinning sets of blades to make it move. One on the top, one on the side, or sometimes two on either side.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike an airplane, a helicopter can go straight up and down, as well as forwards and backwards.
And sideways.
Through the air, It's a bit more maneuverable than an airplane, although they generally can't go as fast.
That's true, and they're hard to fly.
Okay, for example, the millionaire has a private helicopter to take him from city to city.
Really? Him too?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I have
AMC must pay you a lot more than they pay me.
I have two. One's upstairs. Anyways, at last, Montag manages to get away, crossing a river and wearing Faber's clothes so the hounds can't track him. He's a smart guy, our hero, so he gets away. That means he escapes. They're not chasing him anymore. And I guess the different clothes, these robot dogs may be robots, but they can smell people.
They can.
If he's wearing different clothes, they won't know who he is.
Yeah, that's why he crosses the river as
true.
So they can't follow the smell. He gets out, puts on different clothes, so he's got a different smell, so they never find him again.
Very smart. That's
what we mean by track. To track someone means to follow them by their smell, their footprints, by other signs.
Mm-hmm.
So you could track an animal or a big nasty animal could track you.
That's right.
So in the countryside, Montag meets the book people.
Oh, okay.
And their leader, Granger. Okay, so he finds these guys, or they kind of find him. They're in the forests, and they call themselves the book people. Granger is their leader. Okay, so what about these book
people?
Well,
they're doing very important work out there in the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
It says they have memorized many books and hope to use their knowledge to help people. Wow, they're turning themselves almost into computers or book banks or a human library. If you memorize something, you read it many, many, many times. You learn it very, very, very well so that it sticks in your memory so that you don't forget it. For example, actors might have to memorize what they say in a play. They can't stand there and read it. Or if you're going to take a test, you might want to memorize a lot of information so that if they ask you about it on the test, you can answer without checking a book or the internet or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, yes, the actors have to memorize all their lines before the end of the month.
Oh, the pressure.
It's a lot of work.
Okay, memorize is spelled M-E-M-O-R-I-Z-E, memorize. Okay, so they're remembering all these important books Okay, so that the knowledge, these useful things are never going to be forgotten.
Okay.
Since the real books have been burned, they have to remember them, and then maybe they can write or help print a new one.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So they, this is the book people, they hear that war has been declared on the U.S. It's not clear who's declaring war or who's fighting, but a war is certainly beginning, mm-hmm. and Montague City is being destroyed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is kind of, there's bits of war mentioned throughout the actual book.
Okay.
It's only at the end it kind of becomes an important thing that happens. But we use the phrase declare war. So declare is spelled D-E-C-L-A-R-E, declare. And that means to formally announce the beginning of something, including a war.
Right.
For example, Britain declared war on Germany after it invaded Poland in 1939, kind of kicking off World War II.
That's right. It was an official announcement from the government. We often use declare in sort of an important official way.
Yes.
Like that. Back to the article, it says, Montag and the book people, they hope to find survivors and build a new civilization.
Mm.
So this war has come. Many people might die in the war, because that's what happens in the war. But the book people are looking to the future, saying in the future, we'll bring back all this knowledge and everything will hopefully be better for the survivors of the war. Survivor, S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R, a survivor, it's a noun, is someone who lives through a very difficult or dangerous situation. If you were in an accident and you might have gotten hurt, but the important thing is you didn't die, you are a survivor. For example, the last survivor of the sinking of the Titanic died in 2009. Wow, the Titanic sank in 1912,
yeah,
I think.
Very late, she
was only a baby.
When it happened.
When it happened, there you go. She survived. She lived through that terrible accident.
We also saw the word civilization, which is the society and culture of a particular group of people in a particular place or time. So to build a new civilization means we're going to start things new, new schools, new houses, new ideas. And that's basically the plan of the book people. And that's where the novel ends, okay?
Oh, really?
Yep, that's with this kind of looking towards the future. And that's where we're also going to end off so we can go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So all these books getting burned, but then remembered, we've been talking about books all day. I should mention the title, Fahrenheit 451, is a reference to the temperature at which books will set on fire by themselves.
Really?
Yeah, that's supposed to be the temperature that paper just goes without the help of other fire or anything.
That's very, very hot.
So it's all about books. So the question is, what are some of your favorite books and why?
Oh my gosh, how much time do we have? I have hundreds of books at home. I love them all. My favorite books, that's a really difficult question.
It's a big question, and it gives you a lot to talk about.
Absolutely. What about you? Do you have a few off the top of your head?
Anyone who has watched these shows for a long time knows that I am a Tolkien addict.
Okay.
I would call The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit two of my favorite books. Why? Because they kind of introduced me to a whole new world of magic and elves and fantasy, and it's kind of and made me fall in love with them.
Great answer. Okay. Well, what about you guys? What are some of your favorite books and why are they your favorites? We'll see you soon.
Yep. We've done with all 3 days of this article. I hope you enjoyed watching us. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Read a book.
Fahrenheit 451. Beatty forces Montag to burn his own house and then puts him under arrest. Montag finally fights back, setting Beatty on fire and knocking the other firemen out. Next, he is attacked by the Hound, but he destroys it too. Montag recovers a few books and escapes. He hides them in another fireman's house and calls them to report it. Montag makes it to Faber's house, and the two plan to leave. Faber will go to the printer, while Montag will join some book lovers Faber has heard of in the countryside. Before that, however, Montag is chased through the city by helicopter news crews and more hounds. At last, he manages to get away, crossing a river and wearing Faber's clothes, so the hounds can't track him. In the countryside, Montag meets the book people and their leader, Ranger. They have memorized many books and hope to use their knowledge to help people. They hear that war has been declared on the U.S. and Montag City is being destroyed. Montag and the book people hope to find survivors and build a new civilization.
Vocabulary review. Recover. The police said they weren't able to recover the stolen car. Countryside. Kevin prefers to live out in the countryside, where it is much quieter than the city. Memorize. The students have to memorize a lot of facts and dates for the history test. Declare. The boss declared that the company was going out of business and that every employee would be let go. Survivor. The survivors of the plane crash managed to stay alive on the open ocean until they were rescued.